I'm Samantha Souders, and today we're on the job with Mark Kirby. Mark has been the chief of the Mesquite Fire Department for 17 and a half years, and September 30th will mark his retirement from fire services and the beginning of his new role as Special Projects Director for the City of Mesquite. Tell us a little bit more about your new role.
I'm shifting over to a Special Projects Director for the City of Mesquite. The new position basically allows me to use my experience that I've gained, both through my education and experience with the city, to jump into some of these projects that the City of Mesquite has right now. That they're high-profile projects, they have short deadlines, and they need to get done pretty quickly. And we have to basically work with other jurisdictions, other departments, or we have to bring several departments together to achieve the goals of the project.
What does a normal workday look like for you?
Sometimes there is no normal. There are certain things that go together, but normal is, relatively speaking. Basically, some of the functions I have to do as a fire chief, of course, I have a lot of administrative responsibilities. A lot of that is the finance part of it. It does take a large amount of money to run a fire department, and that also runs right into the budget, and that takes a big chunk of my time. Human resources. When you have 207 firefighters and additional civilian staff, you have human resources, things that you have to take care of. I also have to monitor the fire department radio. Turn it on. That's one of the first things I do in the morning when I get to the office. I turn the fire department radio on. I go to the Dallas County Fire Chief meeting so I can basically get together with the other fire chiefs. We can discuss problems that affect not only Mesquite, but the whole Dallas-Fort Worth area and sometimes the whole state of Texas.
What are the rewards of your profession?
Just one, and that's helping our citizens out.
What's the hardest part of being fire chief?
The 24/7 operations of what we do. You never really get much time off. The phone rings at 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. Our firefighters do a wonderful job. My deputy chiefs do a great job out on scene. I rarely have to go out in the middle of the night, but there are occasions where I do have to get up, turn the radio on, listen, see what's going on to see if they need help and to anticipate what type of help that they do need. And sometimes I do have to go out on calls in the middle of the night too. So the 24/7 tempo doesn't really give you much chance to relax.
What advice would you give to a firefighter who wants to become fire chief?
Take on different responsibilities within the fire department, to ask to be part of different projects so you can get a lot of experience within our department. The second thing I would tell them to do is please go get advanced education.
What motivates you in your profession?
Being able to improve and enhance on our service delivery model. And that includes making things safer for our firefighters. A lot has changed since I became a firefighter here in Mesquite as far as the safety of our firefighters go.
What are the qualifications for your profession?
It is different in different municipalities. In the City of Mesquite, we require 60 hours of college, which equals to about an associate's degree, and you do have to be a citizen of the United States. Then you can come take our entry-level test, and it's an aptitude test that we give. In Mesquite, our applicants are ranked by their score on the test, and that's how we process them after that.
What is the most important part of your job?
There is nothing that stays the same in the world except change, so we have to be willing to change with it. One of the most important parts is helping to select the next generation of firefighters. So basically hiring our replacements, the men and women that are coming into our service, it's important that we pay close attention to that because that generation is going to do the same thing and try to make it better going forward.
On the job with Mark Kirby.